This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. The semi-annual cattle inventory report was released by the USDA on Wednesday afternoon, with the total number of cattle in the inventory down 2% from a year ago. The 87.2 million head inventory of all cattle makes for the smallest U.S. cattle herd since 1951. We will hear more from AgMarket.net hedging strategist Ross Baldwin next.
There I was, driving along, when I saw the corn laying down in the field, goosenecked again. Even though I tried everything, new traits, existing soil insecticides, every corn grower knows the hassle of gooseneck corn. But now there's Narisma Insecticide from BASF, a better, stronger in-furrow insecticide that controls corn rootworm and below-ground pests. Stand up for your corn with Narisma Insecticide. Ask your authorized BASF retailer about Narisma, and always read and follow label directions.
Before the release of Wednesday's semi-annual cattle inventory report, various trade estimates called for a reduction in overall herd size. The USDA's report confirmed those estimates with a herd size of 87.2 million head of cattle as of January 1, 2024. That is a 2% overall reduction in herd size from the 88.8 million head of cattle reported on January 1st, 2023.
The cattle market was definitely where the fireworks were for the day. That report, it was pretty close in line with the guesses, I will say, but it was a bullish report. And in my opinion, the bullishness came from the fact that the USDA made a revision to the all cattle and calves inventory number from last year. They revised that 2023 number lower to the tune it was 433,000 head, the revision down they made.
The reduction of beef cattle was in line with the overall reduction of herd numbers. There are 28.2 million beef cows in the United States as of January 1st, down 2% from last year. The U.S. calf crop was also down at 33.6 million head, a 2% reduction from 2022, and also the lowest number since 1941.
The U.S. beef cow herd has continued to decline, and we're looking at another year of decline through 2024 out into 25. And we haven't started the retention phase yet. We're still feeding plenty of heifers. And I think we'll talk more and start the retention phase here this fall. I've been in the camp of that for quite some time. The fall of 24, we'll start the retention phase.
This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.